And so many left his shelter
it
after
it would be
shelter.
So that if he was still alive, London maybe
no, still would happen.
Now all are thinking here, and they have more regard for him in this case.
Hmm.
Even they have left, but they have more regard.
Hmm.
So he is much. They are feeling separation.
Yes.
They weep for him.
Hmm.
They weep for him. So it is for our better.
Hmm.
So we think like this.
अभी 10 बजे तुम 10 बजे तो आने की बात थी तो 10 बजे कभी कितना बजे हैं एक घंटा अच्छा ठीक एनी मोर
यू सेड वी शुड रीड द बृहद भागवतामृता
यस
सो इन देयर इन द लास्ट वॉल्यूम देयर अपीयर्स
यू हैव रेड
यस
वेरी क्विक
I have to read it again, though. There's stories that Gopakumar tells about Aristasura and Keshi that are different from the Bhagavatam, apparently. Because it said that Krishna didn't kill Arista, but he just made him a bull for his cart. And Keshi just became one of the horses in Vrindavan.
We'll have to reconcile all these facts.
How?
All these facts.
How?
God may give you that means. That I reconcile all these things. You make us reconcile all these facts. It is true to any extent. And Bhagavatam, that thing is same. Bhagavata has told that he killed this Keshi, but after what? After that what became?
Well,
he went to Golok, because Krishna has killed him.
Uh-huh.
He went to Golok and became in a shape of horse there, and please Krishna played, sometimes ride on him and run. And so both are the same. Understand?
Also, when Akrura came to take Krishna to Mathura, Krishna got off the chariot and he went into the forest with the gopis. And then when Akrura and Balaram came to get Krishna, the gopis still didn't want Krishna to go. They said, "You're a liar. Mother Yasoda's Krishna's real parents. And even if you have to kill Kamsa and protect the Yadus, still we don't want you to do it." So it appears that they're not compassionate to Devaki and Vasudev and the Yadus, and that Krishna shouldn't leave them to save them, to save the people in Mathura. How do we understand that they are compassionate, that they're not selfish?
Selfish.
The gopis.
Gopis are selfish.
Well, it appeared that way because they said, don't go
gopis
and...
Gopis are giving arguments that to save 100 and 1,000, one should be killed if this is normal, often. Understand? To save 100, 1,000, by killing one, then killing is good. And to save 1,000 and less are killed, this is not good. So gopis are telling. They are only Vasudev and Devaki will be killed. And they will be killed by Kans. But here, everyone will be killed by themselves, not by Kans. Because Krishna is soul and life of all gopis and gopis. They will be killed themselves. Without any
external force.
But Devaki and Vasudev will not be killed if Kansa does not kill. So it may be that anyhow Kans will be checked and he, they may not be killed. But here everyone be killed. So Gopis' arguments are very...
But didn't it also involve the whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa?
Huh?
The whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa. So didn't it involve their protection as well? The whole Yadu dynasty? That because if Krishna killed Kamsa, then the whole Yadu dynasty would be protected.
But anyhow, they will be not killed. They will be escaped. They will go here and there and they will... But Gopis cannot go there anywhere. Like fish, they will be killed. Without water.
Their death is certain.
That's telling the real fact. And they are telling the real fact that Akuj is loyal. Because they have themselves seen that Yashoda has yelled a baby, Krishna. But there, why are they taking so light? So Gopis are. There is something in Gopi's argument, but not in a crude argument. He has partiality towards Mathura.
They have partiality towards Vrindavan?
No. They are no. They are telling frankly what is his fire.
क्या
अरे कब से बैठी हैं ये, एक दो घंटे से बैठी हैं, अब ही निकला. इनका कोई काम धंधा तो है नहीं.
One young girl and her family approached me yesterday in the guest house.
Where?
In the guest house at our temple. And just very basically we were talking about Krishna consciousness, chanting, japa, because she was chanting the Balabhacharya, that mantra that they do. Some guests who have come to our Bombay or Calcutta temple. So I have two questions. One, what happens if somebody chants Sri Krishna Sharanamama? Can they also reach the destination of Krishna? Or what is their status? Do they have to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or what?
What do you think?
I personally think so, because Krishna Das Kaviraj said that anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, he's not accepted as a real Vaishnava. But other people think differently, so I'm asking you.
No. You know that 60,000 rishis went to Ram.
60,000 what? Rishis.
In Dandakara. They went to Ram. And they were again in the form of gopis and became gopis and went Ram. So by going Ram, also Ras can be achieved and Krishna can be. Shruti have received Gopi Bhav and they are in Gopi. Bilva Mangali, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has also received.
So why does...
Jayadeva Goswami also has.
Right. So why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that then?
Huh?
Why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that? Adi Leela chapter 8.
What?
That anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna and worship him, he can't achieve Krishna.
So how before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you can kill? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can kill like this. But before, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, has no birth.
Right, but I mean now, the people now who are and say in other sampradayas, Balabha sampradaya, who chant Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, what is their...
What do you mean by Krishna Sharanam?
Surrender to Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this thing, Yoh Bhajya Age Kohar. Understand? You have Bhajya. Aage kahar. It is outwards. Gone. Sarvadharman Patyajyamam Ekam Saranam Brajaham Tvam Sarv Papyamam Chetan Mahaprabhu told that, oh, this is not good. This is outwards. Go on. So, only Saranakti will not do. Saranakti is for protect, for taking anything from Krishna. So Saranakti is not bhakti. It is the door of bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bhakti, what he has given, is a novel. First Guruji thing, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra and all others have given Gopi Bhav, but not Manjari Bhav. And to everyone, those who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, qualified, unqualified, everyone, whom he saw, he gave that power. Even to animals, for specialty in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is so generous, he is so kind, he is so merciful than Krishna. At that time, Dandakaranya Vasi has austerities for about lakhs and lakhs years. But now, in one or two or three words, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, I'm friend comes. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, old person.
So when I was speaking to her about the holy name, Krishna is non-different from his name, because I knew in my heart that I have no realization of this,
yes.
It was very painful to speak to her, because I knew, what can I give her, because I have no realization. So when I experienced that pain, how should I pray to Krishna, or what should I do?
We should pray with our heart. Our wordings and hearts should be one. When we are praying, our heart should become out in the shape of tears. Then both will be one.
So
we can tell, but we cannot do without mercy of Krishna or any special Krishna associate. We can weep for worldly things, but not for bhakti. We can see, we can do something, but how to weep? Indian ladies are very expert in weeping. Are you expert in weeping? Oh, she is very expert. I want to learn how to weep. I also want to, but I want to weep from my heart. Oh Krishna, this will do. Only Raganuga Bhakti can do very easy, but it is hard to very what?
To come to that.
If there is no Raga Bhakti, Ragan, we should go on doing Vaidhi Bhakti. No other alternative. Tá.
Atma Kanjan Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vishabhan Sute Dev Pranamani Hari Priya Mangalam Bhavatu. Mangalam Bhavatu.
Auspiciousness. Become auspicious.
This is Ashirvad. Ashirvad, you know?
Benediction.
Benediction.
Blessing.
Blessing. I always bhul jata. Just remember. My mind is so. I could not remember also. ठीक हो गया?
Do you have any questions?
You are satisfied?
You have questions?
कुछ आया और?
जाओ.
Maharaj, in Navadvip you were saying that in, you can pray in Navadvip to enter the Vrindavan, to enter the mood of Vrindavan. And we should pray for qualification in Navadvip. So can we pray to Navadvip while we are in Vrindavan for qualification to enter Vrindavan? And it's just the same.
Being here, we can pray Navadvip. And being in Navadvip, we can pray Vrindavan.
Is that because of the merciful nature of Navadvip Dham?
Have you read the Madhurya Kadambini? It will be very helpful. Try to follow the lines of Madhurya Kadambini. How to give up anarth and to chant pure Harinam and to remember how to advance. How to be nashtik, bhakti, and after that, ruchi, ashakti.
In the Madhurya Kadambini, there are many, many kasayas mentioned, and anarthas, and obstacles, and you say we should think how to give them up. And at other times you say we can give them up with by having greed they automatically go away. So how do we adjust this? Do we try to get rid of them individually or try to increase the greed by praying and begging more?
By doing bhakti activities more and more. How we can increase our greed in Radha Anuga Bhakti, it is essential. How it will be? By reading all these books, hearing Harikatha like this, by remembering the past times of Krishna. If tomorrow koi hai to, when you are going?
The 26th.
And you?
26.
All 26. You?
Second.
The second?
Second.
Perhaps you can think of something I can bring you back from the West. That's difficult to get here or whatever.
Maharaj, you're coming to Vrindavan?
Huh?
You are coming to Vrindavan?
On 25th or 26th, I will come. And be up to 5th.
Huh?
I will give letter to that word. Anything more? You know everything.
You are.
Read also Srimad Bhagavat with commentary.
I've been reading Hridayananda Maharaj's 10th canto. It has little bit of Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur in the purports. If there's some other book of Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur's 10th canto purports, we don't know about it, but we're reading the 10th canto.
But always read.
By and by.
Always read with deep affection and love.
How?
Yashoda wants that Srimati Radhika should come to my house and she should prepare milk for Krishna. You know? Why?
Because she's serving the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna by inviting Radharani over.
Huh?
So that she can facilitate the connection between Radha and Krishna.
Outwardly it has been told that she is calling Srimati Radhika, that his son is not taking food, he is so lean and thin. So if she would prepare meals, it will be very tasteful. And if she prepares, Durvasa has told that your preparation, who will test, he will be most worked out or very strong.
No disease.
No disease. He will be, will not be parajit, will not be defeated by anyone, and so many things. But this was outward. Yashoda knows that if anyhow I can call Srimati, my wife will be very cheerful. But why he will be cheerful? He does, she does not. But she knows that she will be very cheerful. And if I am not calling, Krishna has no test in anything. No? No test. She knows. So she knows. This is very integral thing. And one thing is that also, that anything is not, anything is, she knows everything. No? She knows everything. But it cannot express. She cannot express. She knows everything. A mother knows everything, but for her boys, children, she will not disclose and she will be as ignorant that I am not. And she will give facility to meet them.
And pretend that
if there was not this, no Krishna Leela would be so sweet. So everyone, father, mother, Sakha, Das, everyone helping Madhuras to be so sweet. Otherwise it would be not. Anytime Srimati and Krishna were in a position that they meet together and they were about to talk, in the midst of Yashoda came. But she is seeing both, but seeing no one, she is going astray. Krishna and Srimati Radhika both saw them and became so shy. It fled away here and it
fled away.
No? This is called Ras. Mm-hmm. Understand? So, whether Yashoda knows or not anything, she is ignorant or anything, but yet it produces Ras to Krishna. So everything help, be helpful for. We should think all these things like this.
You said whether she knows or whether she's ignorant, she's still helping.
But she is not ignorant. This is no.
In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the morning, she...
Everything is not disclosed anywhere, that I am telling. Hmm. This is the fact. Hmm. Anyone cannot disclose. There are so many things. In Bhagavad poems, slokes, so many things are there. All are undisclosed. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, sometimes Sanatan Goswami has disclosed. But even there are so many facts that they have not also disclosed. It is not a fact of to disclose. Only to realize in heart and in Harikatha, hearing and knowing. ठीक है तुम आजकल यही पर है मैं आज देखा तुम यही पर है तब तक यही है ठीक बस बस बस